This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? So, 2 days ago we spoke about how inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, that Allah will never ever change a people's state of favor until they change their own state of faith. So I'm hopping on real quickly today to ask you, I hope your Rabb, in the past 2 days, you kind of reflected and pondered upon this ayah and thought to yourself, you know, you're thinking, you know, what is it that I'm struggling with? What is a weakness that I, you know, keep falling into, or the something that I keep repeating over and over and over again? And what is it that I'm going to work on this Ramadan, even if it's just one thing? Perhaps it's, you know, not praying at all. Or perhaps you're praying, but you're not praying on time. Like Salah is not up there on your priority list. Perhaps it's the hijab. Yes, it's a struggle, but I'm going to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the ummah, the victory of the ummah. Perhaps it's backbiting, or, you know, anger, or, you know, holding grudges, or, you know, not respecting my parents, or perhaps it's not keeping family ties, or mistreating my spouse, or whatever it is, or arrogance, whatever it is that you're struggling with. Pick one something, just one thing, and don't overwhelm yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to change this one thing in me, just as Allah said, because, you know, hopefully, Ya Rab, with this change that I do in my faith, Allah will change the state of the favor of this ummah. Allah will bring victory to this ummah. And don't say, what is my tiny action going to do? Your tiny action with a lot of ikhlas and sincerity and yaqeen, certainty in Allah's promise, could be the reason of that change. You could be the reason of the change of the state of the favor of this ummah, and the change, this, you know, the bringing about of victory to this ummah in this dunya and in the akhirah. So sit with yourself and think to yourself today, what is this one thing that I'm going to work on, and why am I going to do it? Renew your intention and make sure it's for the sake of the ummah, for the sake of the nusra of the ummah, for the sake of, you know, changing the state of the ummah, the state of our beloved sisters and brothers and children in Gaza. Change in yourself so Allah can bring about the change. You be the change, as they say. And if you feel like sharing what it is you're going to be working on, of course, it's up to you. If it's too private, that's perfectly fine. But if you feel like sharing, inspire us and put it down in the comments, inshallah. And hopefully, Ya Rabb, inshallah, we can all encourage each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.